A few months ago, a popular science museum, the Philadelphia Insectarium, closed. It was well known for its butterfly pavilion and collection of creatures like hissing cockroaches, tarantulas, and lizards. Its three-decade run in the city's northeast ended with an eviction, the interior of the building in shambles, and people wondering what happened. It has been engulfed in scandal for the past few years, with several lawsuits still ongoing. WHYY's Alan Yu spoke to former employees to piece together what happened in the museum's final years.
David DeLugos lives very close to the insectarium. He took his son there several times over the years and says the education staff worked hard to make it fun.
The workers would take out the insects and show it to him close up, like, do you want to touch it? Do you want to hold it? They went the extra mile to engage the kids.
He says he was sad to hear about the insectarium closing, but for a while, he has been concerned about one of the museum's unique features, a towering structure of stacked-up shipping containers sitting in the back of the building. Insectarium CEO John Cambridge created this structure and described it as a work of art. Safety issues and concerns were an ongoing part of the museum's recent history. One of several ongoing lawsuits involves a visitor who died in 2019 after tripping over a bump in the bathroom floor and falling. The visitor fractured his spine and later died. There is an ongoing lawsuit against the group he was with, which provides services for people with developmental disabilities and the insectarium. It alleges that the accident was due to the insectarium CEO's, quote, carelessness and negligence. The building has 51 violations in its property history since 2007. Aside from issues with the building itself, employees also said they did not have the resources to properly care for the animals. Nick Clark started working in the animal care department in 2022. He did not have a degree in biology, but he had worked at a few pet stores. That made him the employee with the most experience in animal care.
It was really like a ragtag group of people just kind of struggling to get by and make it work.
He says there was never enough staff.
For the majority of the time that I worked there, I would have been the only person for the day scheduled to do animal care.
He says the CEO, John Cambridge, told him there was not enough money to hire more staff. Clark says often there was not enough money to care for the animals properly. He says there's one recent example that stuck with him. The insectarium had a bearded dragon with a big rock in her tank. Clark says that in the winter of 2022, someone took the rock out, put it back on the wrong side. When the bearded dragon dug around in her small enclosure, the rock rolled and crushed her tail. The staff wanted to go to a vet. Clark says Cambridge refused, so they took care of the bearded dragon as best they could. The tail got infected, and finally, Clark says, Cambridge let them take her to a vet. At that point, she had to be put down.
Eventually still had to spend money on a vet visit, but only once it was to the point where we were just euthanizing her.
Clark says something similar happened to a hedgehog who had mites attacking her. That hedgehog also made it to a vet just to be put down. Another former employee says visitors could see that some animals were visibly sick. We are not naming this employee because they are afraid of retaliation.
Like, I would cry about it because I felt so wrong having to show kids these animals that were clearly sick and dying, because people would be like, oh, you know, like, that animal doesn't look good, like, specifically with the hedgehogs and stuff like that. I don't know. We would just have to act like everything's, like, fine. And it was really stressful because nothing was fine.
They say they were so short-staffed, they had to work at the front desk and in animal care and in the education department.
Everyone there was, like, pretty stressed out because we were all doing, like, a million different jobs at once.
WHYY News has repeatedly tried to contact John Cambridge for weeks for comment on this story. We also tried to reach his father and lawyer, Bob Cambridge, and the lawyer representing them in the case where the visitor died. We did not get a response. The insectarium was evicted from its premises in June because of unmet mortgage payments. Nick Clark, who was in charge of animal care, stayed at the insectarium till the end.
Nobody really wanted to see that place shut down. Nobody wanted to not have an insectarium and not be able to have like kids and these people come learn about bugs. But from an inside perspective, it just needed to happen.
The remaining animals went to a privately run wildlife sanctuary in Bucks County. A few months ago, the owner of the wildlife sanctuary confirmed they would be taking in the animals, but they have not responded to requests for comments since. Alan Yu, WHYY News.